Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Color Grade listeners. I'm your host, KB, and welcome to the Color Grade podcast. Are you seeing all the colors? The Color Grade podcast is an always unfiltered, always enlightening, and uniquely opinionated podcast about television and film that goes in depth with guests that give a Black, POC, or queer perspective. Join me as I discuss highly anticipated movies and shows with fellow critics and friends of the podcast, interview some of your favorite artists about their recent or upcoming projects, and leave you with my recommended must-see watch list. Stay tuned. So I am KB with the Color Grade podcast. Wonderful to have you on, Chairman Fred.
KB, my pleasure, KB, my pleasure.
So my first question, I really just wanted to ask about kind of your personal process of forgiveness and healing just from all of the events that really occurred kind of, due to Bill O'Neill's actions and how that course of forgiveness and healing in your own personal life really led you to be involved with this project.
Well, first, I definitely would not want to premise with saying that there's a forgiving. William O'Neill. But I've been fortunate to be armed with a politic that puts in an objective sense, and by no means much. I mean, I'm minimizing the damage that William O'Neill, but puts again not to see it just subjective about William O'Neill, the other agent provocateurs, the actual program, the COINTEL program, similar but not in the same spirit that. I minimize Chairman Fred to just simply that being my father. This is an assassination of one of our most courageous, charismatic representatives. But the need, what motivates me, and motivates those who are, we say, cut from my cloth, revolutionary, as Che Guevara said, guided by the most sincere sense of love. And that love is for the people. And that, that outweighs. So our motivation is not that of a hatred, but our programs, our serving the people is motivated, is guided out of love for the people. Not to say there's some cuts that remain, but again, to be able to sum it up politically, objectively, allows us to continue to go forward, in the fight for struggle for self-determination.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, your involvement in this project, did they seek you out or did you, really want to make your presence known in order to kind of have, your father and Chairman Fred's story told in the appropriate way and even your mother's story told in the appropriate fashion?
We had got word, there was some discussion in regards to, piece on Chairman Fred. This is not our first, I don't want to say first rodeo, attempted rodeo. There have been a number of different overtures brought to us, false calls. We've heard everyone, as a child, I can call back instances when proposals for books were brought in which would have raised the police up in a positive fashion, which we turned down. I think Forrest Whitaker, Antoine Foucault, countless others. But in particular these individuals, but different people, the lack of respect in regards to my family, to our organization, to our people, that's been a major contender. And even the climate, not necessarily nefarious intent. I mean, a lot of people really don't know, in regards to that, who Chairman Fred was, the Black Panther Party. This is something that we've been told, in particular in our community, the colonized community, if to speak about it in a coded conversation where you don't do not you know up for acknowledging. And so this climate right now, also aside from the people that I've been fortunate to deal with, also this climate also is terrible. It's fine. It's a climate in which we say the people's political pores are open for certain discussions that such as, you know, discussions such as acknowledgement of COINTELPRO, acknowledgement of assassinations, acknowledgement of Chairman Fred in the Black Panther Party.
Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a good point. You know, during this time within the pandemic specifically, you know, there are a lot of things that occurred in this country where people can no longer kind of turn their heads and just kind of ignore what was going on. Everything was out in the open. Everything was in people's faces. And because I think in parallel to the pandemic, because we've been quarantined and we're forced to be in our homes, it also forced a certain group of people to actually kind of have their actions put in the light in the forefront. So like, as you said, they're a bit more open to hearing about a lot of different things. So, you know, when I was watching this, I will say I watched this film and then I watched some of Chairman Fred's speeches on video. And to me, Daniel's portrayal is out of this world, like just getting the voice and the cadence and the tone. And like, it truly, I mean, honestly, it's like, I can't even describe like how good it is, and I cannot wait for people to see it. So can you tell me just a little bit about kind of what your interactions with Daniel were just in making sure, you know, and kind of having these, you know, in-depth conversations around kind of Chairman Fred's life and how you helped Daniel even kind of structure what his portrayal would be?
I would even preface it with my conversations with Daniel as opposed to where what they are. It's ongoing. He, Dominique, and so many others. It was not just a, we say, one of our sayings with us, the Black Panther Party Cubs, is there are no cliff notes in Cub class. There's not people, so a lot of people, especially right now, people call me, tell me about the work you're doing now. I want to, you know, and we have a long legacy, but, you know, saying, organizing. I met Daniel, and Dominique as opposed to meeting them, you know what I'm saying, in regards to, the characters that they were set to portray. We called for them to come meet with us at the Hampton House, the house in which Chairman Fred Hampton grew up in. And, you know, and it was not planned later on. I didn't know how far, we were guarded. We didn't know how far this discussion would go. Many people after meeting us said, oh, we don't want to go, you know, we don't want to go through with this, you know. We said legacy is more important than our life. We don't cut no corners with it, you know. And, we had some, I guess from the other side, like some intense questions. And we called for, you know, matter of fact, let's go meet in our office. When I say our office, it's the streets. And we said, Google, ask Siri, what's the worst neighborhood in Chicago right now, you know? And it happened to be an area known as K-Town, Madison and Keeler. You know, it was a little bit after midnight, actually. We had met seven to eight hours at the table. And after hours, we went there, we convened. A dialogue was there, you know, and dialogue has not ceased. I mean, this past December the 4th, he, Dominique, and others called, text, showed their respects about, you know, for International Revolutionary Day on the set. And not, and like, you know, times when we have struggles, say, wait a minute, let's have a sit down and meet. It was not this, you know, coming in and saying, this is my job description calls for it to get this, and that's all I want to know. Openness, respect, you know what I'm saying? And I just, and I, like, even, times when I dare not attempt to, you know, detail what they go through as thespians, as artists. I'm getting more respect as we go for it. I listen to them, him, and, you know, our Algie and others. They go into details about their what they have to do for the preparation, and I will try to be respectful, you know, Lakeith included. About not touching us, you know, like when they going to their zone or whatever, you know, what have you. But just take, they listen to different, you know, for lack of a better term, war stories. We talk about Chairman and the conversations and picking up on even the trailer, one of the initial trailers, when he walks up to the door. I think he may have done this, their walk, 7 to 8 times. We talk about, you know, the emphasis on the walk, you know, and, you know, Dominique's character, but in regards to just, you know, respecting now Cool and Jerry, former Deborah Johnson, the significance about, you know, body language, what not to show, what to show, you know, and, you know, and bring it to the table. I mean, their past resumes. I mean, I'm looking at some of their past works, you know, And they've been doing it, but they done this.
Yeah, truly, truly, both of them, Dominique as well, like Dominique and Daniel and every, I mean, just the performances are otherworldly, in my opinion. So just kind of through this body of art, what do you hope? Because I feel like you're right. Like a lot of people will be introduced to the party from this. You know, there are oftentimes the younger generation may not know and they may not have that additional context. So just kind of through this body of work, what do you hope that the younger generation kind of learns about the Black Panther Party and the continued work that you guys are doing?
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A myriad of things, so much, you know, people say, hey, what's your thoughts about it? You know, us, you know, revolutionaries never satisfied. In fact, Charles King of Macro, other than Warner Brothers Macro was there. Charles King would have this thing, he was this thing about me, he would say, it'd be some sensational scene shot and Chairman would just be out there, just stoic. And he was like, Chairman, what's your response? But amongst other things, that of acknowledging the organization that fought for self-determination, you know, and sacrifice. A lot of people can just say it can't reference that, you know what I'm saying? But this, you know, I mean, here's an individual that headed the organization chapter, which a minimum of 3,500 children needed a free breakfast program, while at the same time, there was no hot running water inside their apartment. And, you know, how did the terms, the titles, how did define relationships? You know, I was concerned about this prior to what we call a pandemic, prior to this climate. I said, I don't know, this movie come out. You talking about a generation that cannot relate to a free breakfast program. Their response would be like, why didn't they just order Grubhub? You know what I'm saying? No frame of reference of it. So, that sacrifice, and I think everything from the wardrobe to the costume, to the makeup, to the settings and sets, there's an attempt to put that time, that climate, you know what I'm saying, to relate to that. So amongst other things, that of acknowledging that there was and that there is an organization that's fighting for self-determination on our own terms.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so for those individuals, Black and brown creatives who are coming up, Black and brown filmmakers who want to start telling more authentic stories about our history and, you know, kind of our history that's in the past, but also the history that we're currently making, kind of what advice would you have from them just, you know, from your perspective?
See, one sees the time. This climate right now, this is different. We talk about the Black Power Movement in the 60s, that was a different type of athlete, different type of movie, different type of discussion, relationships. That was the same Chairman Fred would say, the best dressed brother was one with a leather jacket in the 45. It was a climate that you look at the movies when, you know, Samantha Huey P. Newton did a whole summation on Melvin Van Peebles' Sweetback's Badass song. You look at the type of, what a lot of people reference is the Black exploitation movies. You'll say, Independence, one of the Dolemite pieces that came out, they were actually naming Mayor Daley, Chicago. There was so much political content. This is a climate now, you know. I was just called this dialogue yesterday about, you know, Central Park 5, American Skin. That was this climate, you know what I'm saying? But and definitely, I said, make sure y'all go check out Judas and the Black Messiah. And also that season time when it's toxic to hold certain things in. You never get to know who you are, you know what I'm saying? We're told that, you know, what to say as journalists. We're told what to say as athletes, entertainers, and even a lot of these organizers, when you don't do it that way. Be willing to make mistakes. Be willing to make your mistakes. You know, yours. I emphasize that word, yours. What do we have? Malcolm said, what do we have? We have nothing to lose except our chains. So let's seize the time with this, you know, this discussion. I mean, bring the talents and come on with it. I mean, this is an era in which, you know what I'm saying, as Chairman Mao Zedong said, let a million flowers bloom.
Yes, yes. And so my last question really is just around legacy, which you touched on a little bit, but I want to flip it. You know, we have gotten a glimpse of the legacy that your parents created, right? And that you were born into. So what is your legacy and what do you really want that to be, you know, kind of as the revolutionary that you are?
You said legacy again is more important in your life. We attempt to walk in not the footsteps, but the path of all steps, the Black Panther Party. And I, you know, this gives a lot of people, I mean, things are ever developing. You know, I make it a point, I'm Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. And we're dealing with different dynamics, you know, just technology alone, that era of the 1960s. This is my, I believe that I'm, you know, I mean, so we do, you're just doing this because your father, you met the police because the father, they murdered, they assassinated your father. How they say in church, you know, what's your calling? I believe this is my calling. I'm honored to have fallen from the tree of two freedom fighters. I'm honored to be able to serve the people. And I mean that, I don't want to sound cliche, but just in this time. And so to have the conversation that we're having right now, the conversation that we've been having, but again, it's intensified now. So I'm just, I don't want to throw a lid on it. I don't want to say, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. I said, let's seize the time. Let's, you know, I hope people can keep, I said, my voice is kind of going now, but I don't want to stop. The Tupac came out of jail. He said, could no producer stick with him? You know, he laid out so many pieces that they're still trying to catch up what he laid out. We have to seize the time. So I want to just lay out, for generations to come, there was an entity that provided, you know what I'm saying? If your cup of tea is something else, so be it. But if you choose, you know what I'm saying, to take that position to fight for the people, one of the leadership, one of the major street organizations in Chicago has said to me one time, he said, man, you crazy talking about dying for the people. I said, yeah. I said, cats dying for cars, drug strips, and other things. And you say, I'm crazy? I said, can't kill cats like us, man. So I'm honored to keep on fighting.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for chatting with us at the Color Gray podcast. I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, I have been telling everyone I know to see this film. And I do hope that, you know, there is another film that really centers on your mother and your father. You know, obviously this is from Bill O'Neill's perspective. So I found myself wanting more of Chairman Fred's perspective and things like that. So I do hope that we get that in the future.
I do too. I look forward to it. Yes, I look forward to it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Color Grade podcast. I'm your host, KB, and you can find me on social media at The Lady KB, at The Lady KAYB on Instagram and Twitter. Also, please follow the Color Grade podcast on all social media platforms at Color Grade Pod. The Color Grade is produced by Domino Sound with lead producer and editing by Randy Chapman.